Petersburg's annual pedal paddle battle took place last weekend. Bikers and kayakers sped down respective 6-mile courses to raise money for Petersburg's hospital. KFSK reporters Hannah Weaver and Taylor Heckert came along for the ride. Weaver takes us to the bay where participants are waiting to start.
At Scow Bay, a few miles out from Petersburg, a family of five pulls up in a pickup truck and unpacks their many bikes. 7-year-old Libby Thane is the oldest daughter, and she is ready to race. It's her fourth year biking in the Petersburg Medical Center's Pedal Paddle Battle.
Do you think you're going to beat your family members?
I don't know because, we ride to Sandy Beach, and I'm mostly in the front.
What's your goal for today?
To get up the hill and down the hill.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
This is the 11th year of the battle. The event raises tens of thousands of dollars each year for education for hospital staff and scholarships for graduating high school seniors. Libby's grandma, Jennifer Briner, says that's a big reason why their family gets involved. She's the head of nursing at the hospital, and it runs in the family.
Libby's mom went to nursing school utilizing the scholarship, so we try to replenish the money that has been used.
As her family sets up for the race, Libby's holding a long list of sponsors and a Ziploc bag full of cash. She got all this money from knocking on neighbors' doors.
Do you know how much total you got there?
I do not know. I cannot count. It is so much.
You might be one of the highest fundraisers.
Yeah.
Not only is she a pro at finding sponsors, she seems to also have luck on her side. For 2 years in a row, she's won big prizes. First a kayak, then a bike. She expects to win again this year. Libby and her family are peddlers, but the other half of the event is paddling, and they start first. A group of kayakers plus one paddleboarder set off from Scow Bay, splashing through the Wrangell Narrows in front of town. An hour and a half later, bikes zoom off along Mitkoff Highway to meet the paddlers at Sandy Beach across town. Julie Walker, who works in community wellness, calls the start.
We can go fast. Okay, I'm going to use this old air horn that I found in the office because I was so excited about it. On your mark, set,
woo! And this is where I take my leave. As I hop on my bike to participate in the pedal portion, I pass off the mic duties to Taylor Heckert. She's already at Sandy Beach waiting for the finishers to come in.
It's not too long before I can see paddlers rounding the corner of Frederick Sound into Sandy Beach. One group plays sea shanties for motivation out on the water. Yay! After reaching the end, some paddlers say they had a very specific goal in mind. Here's Katie Pearson and David Kensinger.
I did the paddle part, and after about 10 minutes in, I had to revise my goal of trying to beat Phil.
I'll never beat Phil. and he brought his daughter along. I thought, okay, well, maybe she'll slow him down, but no, that wasn't true. They smoked all of us.
Not that it is a race, but if it was, Petersburg Medical Center CEO Phil Hofstetter was the one to beat. Along with his daughter, Hannah, he is once again the first on the beach. What do the Hofstetters think of their performance this year?
My daughter, she was the powerhouse because we did a double this year. And Hannah was like the strength, the stoker.
Even though it's not a race, was it nice getting there first?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. We kept looking behind us, so yeah, it was a little competitive edge there, so it was good.
A little while later, the bikers began rolling into the finish. 7-year-old Libby made it in before her family.
Can you tell me again how it was being faster than your family?
Really good, but tiring.
Mm-hmm. And how does it feel being able to finish?
Really tiring. Like, everything tired.
After peddlers and paddlers alike hit the finish and have lunch, it's time for the prizes. All of the children, Libby included, get a prize for participating. But that isn't all.
The person that got the most number of sponsors is going to win this lovely water bottle with the Petersburg Medical Center logo on it. Libby, don't go too far, because you are our winner.
Libby got 21 sponsors total, and she also becomes a 3-time prize winner. Other drawing prizes include a paddleboard, a dry bag, and Alaska Airlines tickets. Overall, the Petersburg Medical Center raised $24,000 through the event, well above their $20,000 goal. In Petersburg, I'm Taylor Heckert.
And I'm Hannah Weaver.